The actor Sir Alan Bates has died this weekend. The British native built a career as a character actor in classic 1960s films like Georgie Girl and Zorba the Greek, where he played a disillusioned English writer who arrives in Greece and learns to love life. As this music played during the film, Bates turns to Anthony Quinn and says, "Will you teach me to dance?" The two men sashay across the screen. Alan Bates once told an interviewer that at age 11, he just up and said, "I wanted to be an actor." He went on to study at the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art in London. After acting on the London stage, he made his film debut at age 26 as one of Laurence Olivier's sons in The Entertainer. Throughout his career, Bates continued performing in both theater and film, sometimes playing the romantic love interest of stars like Lynn Redgrave, and on other occasions playing Shakespeare's Richard III. In an interview last year, Bates was humble about the roles he was offered.
"It's nice to know that I've taken them, you know, and that they've resulted in some kind of acknowledgement. I think it's very, very satisfying, and you just have to keep your head and know that it doesn't mean anything more than people giving you a great compliment."
In the years before he died of cancer, on Saturday, at the age of 69, Alan Bates continued his dual career. He appeared in Robert Altman's film Gosford Park, and on Broadway in Fortune's Fool, where his portrayal of an impoverished nobleman won him a Tony. The critic Mike McGrady once wrote that Alan Bates does something that few other actors would even attempt. He reflects three or four moods at the same time.